This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pill to swallow, I think, for any Padre fan anywhere. And even though we've had a weekend to chew on it a little bit, it's still very difficult to digest.
Yes. I got the last not shoe. It's not you, it's me, but we got this on the wrong one.
Wait a minute. He's going to answer shortly.
Oh, my Lord.
Maybe. That was a really good lead-in.
What is happening?
Here we go. I had the wrong mic. I
thought all weekend. I thought all weekend about that lead-in.
It's not like this is our first day or anything.
I thought all weekend about that lead-in and fell a little flat in the end.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was a bitter pill to swallow, and it took all weekend to digest, Tony.
Yes, it did. That was it was sudden. A little faster than I think anybody was ready for.
Yeah.
And I know it took me till probably late Saturday night before I was like out of a zombie fog. It kind of fell because, you know, you're in shock. The game ends. I've seen enough other teams celebrate, so I didn't need to like do what Jackson did, which was watch the other team celebrate.
Yeah, he needed to see it.
He needed to carry a little pain with him
in the next season.
From there, I had to drive home. So
yeah, it was so tough.
That I walk away after some time to reflect on it, and you know, in this case, the Dodgers they beat the Padres. The Padres didn't do anything, figuratively and literally in terms offensively.
That's right. But they didn't do anything. But that might be the ultimate conclusion here.
Right. To be fair, you go back. I went back and I watched the last game, and
you did.
I did.
You watched all nine innings of that.
I watched most of it. I haven't.
And
got
you came
to
a similar conclusion that I came to watching the game live, and that is,
They didn't have very many mistakes.
The Dodgers pitchers didn't make any mistakes. I kept waiting for a ball in the middle of the plate.
I mean, this just reminding everybody how this laid out. I mean, the Dodgers, Dave Roberts himself was noncommittal going into that day in terms of who they were going to start. And I genuinely believe in this case, they really didn't know. Because I think they had a lot of reservations about starting Yamamoto.
They totally did because they refused to announce it.
Right. Then when he was asked in the presser, would there be any consideration of him coming out of the bullpen? And he said that's kind of what's holding this process up. So that immediately told me they're not comfortable with him coming out of the bullpen for the first time in this situation. So you're going to have to start him unless you went with another bullpen day, which he said was on the table. And so all of that led you to believe that they didn't have a ton of confidence that he would be able to
go out.
They
didn't have any confidence in him. And, you know, it just was the one rally, obviously, the Padres got. Fernando smokes a ground ball. Double play. But, you know, look, you can go back to game four. I don't want to relive that game either. But the bullpen night that the Dodgers, you know, put together, it was supposed to turn out like what's happening today in their bullpen day.
Right.
And that is that Ryan Brazier gave up a leadoff home run to Francisco Lindor. Landon Knack came in the second inning today, gave up a solo home run to Tyrone Taylor and a grand slam to Mark Vientos. And now the Dodgers' bullpen day looks like it was supposed to look. They're down 6-0 in the third inning, but I don't know. They got away with it on Thursday night. They got away with it on, you know, or Wednesday night, they got away with it Friday night, and the Padres go into the postseason, and I hear so many different ways that it's been described, and read all of the, you know, the postscripts, Tony, and I think the knowledgeable Padre fan, the fan who is, you know, brokenhearted, the fan who just, you know, you're sad. There's no other way to look at it. You know, those fans, I don't really have much for you. Because I feel the same way. I think we all feel the same way. The players have to feel the same way. The front office, everybody. But for those that want to use the CH word.
CH word.
It's five letters. It ends in oak. I'm absolutely, you know, going to refuse to use it because there was no mistakes made. We just said this. The Dodgers had a magical run. It was part of 33 scoreless innings that continued last night, an all-time postseason record. And the Padres just happened to run into the middle of that. It defies any kind of explanation that a team that could go 67 games during the second half of the season in playoffs without being shut out, Tony, could get shut out twice in a row. And in the second one, not get a runner on base for the last 6 2/3 innings. The two numbers that are going to haunt the Padres, and frankly should haunt them during the offseason, is 24, which is how many innings they went without scoring, and 19, which is how many batters went down on a row to finish that fifth game. And, you know, you mentioned Jackson Merrill sat and watched them celebrate. I do think you have to take some of this pain into the offseason because that is what is going to remind you next season, hey, I don't want to feel like that ever again.
Yeah, some guys have already taken that snapshot, and the loss itself is enough.
Mm-hmm.
A guy like Jackson who's experiencing it for the first time, maybe it was a need for him to stand out there and absorb all of that. And you hope that that is a piece of the driving force next year. I mean, you mentioned the CH word.
Yeah.
The OG. I saw Nick Canepa. He certainly suggested that that is what the cause was, or which was the definitive word of the final of that postseason. I agree. I think the Dodgers beat the Padres. As tough as that is to say, and as unlikely as it seemed after game three that that was going to be the case.
That's what happened.
And did this happen?
Listen, 30.
That's pretty accurate.
And it's backed up by the fact that they turned around and did it to the Mets in game one of their series. Now, today, that 33 consecutive innings has come crumbling down in the first inning, and they're getting beat 6-0. But it was inevitable at some point with two starters running the proverbial bullpen day out there.
Yeah,
it may not have necessarily had to look like 6-0 through three, but we knew at some point the levee was going to break.
Yeah, it may break some more here. Yeah. The Mets have the bases loaded in the top of the third inning as well. Landon Knack's still in there.
Real quick, Knack, it's funny. It's that funny, but it's interesting to see him up there because in the first bullpen game,
his name
kept coming up in the press conferences. And Dave Roberts at some point said, yeah, I don't think Knack is going to factor into this unless something wild happens. And I think the translation was, unless we are getting boat race, or they are, we are boat racing them.
Yeah.
He's not pitching. And he comes in at a 2-0 game, and now it's 6-0. So maybe that's probably why the Padres didn't get a chance to see him. Maybe if they would have got a chance to see Mr. Knack, fortune would have been different. But I will say this. The good pitching certainly was a part of it. The Padres, in terms of their offense, they weren't able to do the things that they do best.
Nope.
They weren't able to drag at bats into the deep waters because they were making pitches. And there might have been a little bit of wanting it too much on the Padres end. They might have got a little bigger than they normally did, but I still think the onus is on the Dodgers and what they did versus the other way.
Yeah, this isn't going to make anybody feel better, but in Game 5, the Dodgers hit two balls hard the entire game against Yu Darvish.
And they both went over
the fence. The Padres hit three balls hard against Yamamoto. And all three of them, two by Manny, died on the warning track.
And then one was a double play.
And the other one, right. So it was just, you know, not going to happen. And that brings up the other thing that I keep seeing and people referring to. And that is another five-letter word that begins with a C, but it ends in erse.
You're going to need to help me on this one.
I'm well lost.
Jeez. Curse.
Can we look,
say what you will.
Is Chris the curse believer of the room?
Say what you will. But a lot of Padre fans went to that when it was over.
Yeah.
Like, this always happens to us in San Diego. And I'm finally ready to come clean.
It does.
Here we go.
Ready to come clean. You're always talking about how old I am.
Yes, I am.
I have it under extraordinarily good information that in 1542, when Juan Cabrillo came over the hill and saw what was going to one day become Mission Bay and founded the city of San Diego.
How about 1542?
1542, Juan Cabrillo discovered San Diego.
Idea.
He was approached by the good Lord above. And the good Lord above said,
what is happening right
the good Lord
now?
Above said, I will bestow upon you, Juan, the greatest weather any city in the world could ever have.
He sold us out for the weather.
But in exchange, your sports teams are never going to win a thing. And Juan Cabrillo said, okay.
All right. He sold us out.
We need to get rid of the Cabrillo Monument because obviously that's the thing that is keeping San Diego from winning a championship.
He sold us out for the weather.
He sold us out over 500 years ago. Anyway.
That's hilarious.
So you're not into the curse, though?
I'm not. There's been a lot of examples of great things and great San Diego teams that have had something happen, but I don't buy it at all.
This was the what year anniversary? What was it, last year? Was it the 20? What year?
For the Padres?
For the Padres.
This is their 55th year.
55th year.
Yeah, 56 seasons,
but 55.
How long
did the Red Sox go?
Over 100.
How long did the Cubs go?
Over 100.
All right, we got
we got a little ways to go.
What are you telling me, Tony? What are you telling me and everybody my age, Tony, that we're not going to live to see it?
I'm not saying that.
We're not
cursed.
Darn you, Juan
Cabrillo.
I agree.
I just want you guys to know that I had my wife look that up this morning because I wanted to refer to it. And she came up
That's
with it, 1542.
Stuff. That's good stuff.
All right.
I thought Columbus sailed the ocean blue, but that was 1492.
That was 1492. It took Juan another 50 years to get across the country over to the West Coast and discover San Diego.
That's crazy.
All right. We are going to just kind of hang with you today. Francisco Alvarez, by the way, flied out with the bases loaded, so the Mets have to settle for this 6-0 lead, and the Dodgers are batting against Sean Manaea in the bottom of the third inning, and I think that's going to just tweak us a little bit more if Manaea pitches a great game today.
It definitely does.
But, you know, again, who would you rather have, Dylan Cease or Sean Manaea? I think most of us would still take Dylan Cease.
Are you sure?
No, not at the moment.
Yes.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for setting us straight.
Yes, no, Scraby.
I'm not going to say anything about Dylan Cease. I'm going to save it for the Scraby show.
Exactly.
I will say in Padres Pen Pals, we have someone who wants to talk about Dylan Cease. Oh, can we also get rid of Dave Roberts and Ken Rosenthal on the screen right now?
Well, we can certainly get rid of Ken Rosenthal, and I hope that the Padres keep that going with him for the rest of time, honestly. I love the fact that he was, they had to bring Tom Verducci in for Game 5.
Well, Are you at all annoyed, like I am, that Dave Roberts admitted that this was just a ruse, even though we all knew it was a ruse?
I told you guys that.
Wait, what was a ruse?
The Manny
Machado?
That he used that as
a rallying cry for his team.
We all knew that. But then it
so
made,
why are you surprised?
Because then it made Ken Rosenthal write that stupid article that got everybody all riled up.
That didn't make Ken write the article. Ken made Ken write the article.
He had it in his drafts and it was ready to go.
He was ready. As soon as that happened, he was already like, yeah. You know?
So, I think this
is all good.
I don't use this term often. I think what Dave Roberts did and what Freddie Freeman did by like saying, hey, I was never going to play, but I was in the lineup.
This is a lot to do about nothing.
I think it's all Bush League, and I never use that term.
It's not Bush League.
To bring Manny Machado's reputation to the
nobody
forefront.
Questioned it.
Are you kidding me?
Nobody questioned
all the people
it,
out there. Manny's dirty. He definitely threw
who
at Dave
the
Roberts
people
head.
Who already felt like that.
I just think that what Dave Roberts no, did
let
was
me say
outside
this. Let me
of
just
the
say
game.
This: Ken Rosenthal did not change anybody's mind about Manny.
You're right, but Dave Roberts definitely
people who already
didn't
thought that thought
did.
That. I mean, listen, this is what today's media is. That's what we do nowadays. So. It is what it is. I think it's a lot to do about another. The reason why the Padres lost is the Dodgers.
I know that.
Pitched the ball.
I'm not
very
saying
well.
That the Padres lost because of Dave Roberts saying
it sounded
that. I'm just
like
saying
that's
Dave Roberts.
Saying.
That's you know when it's all part of the game, that's all good. But then
it's
you're bringing
literally
in like the outside
part of
world.
The game.
Like I don't. It's not part of the game.
Save all your whining for the Chronicles, which get underway. Return
I'm
to
afraid.
The airwaves tomorrow.
I'm afraid that by the time we get there tomorrow, that I have it'll be stale crying.
Save it all for tomorrow. We do have Monday Night Football tonight. We wish we didn't, but it'll be the Bills and the Jets. We'll be going to that at 4:30. Up until then, we'll keep you up to date, of course, on this NLCS game. One that we wish we were in. The Mets leading the Dodgers 6-0 in the bottom of the third. Scraby referred to it. We'll have a Padre pen pal. We will have the NFL wrap up from week number 6. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll mix in a daily gambit and a Chris versus the fan. So it's great to all be together. We wish we weren't together so soon. But alas, it is your fault, Juan Cabrillo. Gwen and Chris, underway, 2:15 on a Monday, 97.3 The
Fan. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan.
Back at you, 2:21 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We're all in mourning, just like the rest of you guys. I went back to the office today to pick up some stuff.
The office? You mean Petco Park?
That's my office.
It's true. It's so funny.
And it was interesting. There was a lot of somberness in the building, no doubt. Yeah, you could just see it in everybody's face.
Well, everybody was expecting to.
There's no doubt. I was expecting. This is sudden, like I said. But I did get a few crazy DMs after the game. And along the lines of what Chris was talking about, losing suddenly, I think it really proves more than anything that people really believed in this team, right? This is such a, hurt is not too strong of a word for what a lot of people are feeling. And it really, truly, I think, dives into the fact that everybody really believed in this team. It wasn't, even for those who talked like they were on the fence, I think deep down they 100% believed. And I don't know that that's always the case with a San Diego team. I mean, that believe so much that these type of losses are still lingering, 4 days later, Yeah. That being said, I had a good one in my DM, and I shared it with Chris and
this is my
Matt
DMs every day.
The day after, this particular person thinks that MLB walked into the locker room and told the Padres after they took the 2-1 lead, listen, guys,
time to lay down.
We need you guys to lay down.
Yeah.
Give it up. We need the Dodgers to advance. Jackson Merrill, I don't care that you are possibly the rookie year. We need you to do something you haven't done all year, which is struggle. I don't even know struggle. Be in a rut. Fernando, we know, you know, you got off these first three. We're going to need you to...
No more.
That's it.
If you come up with anybody on base, hit a ground ball right at somebody.
Hit it hard. Don't make it look too obvious.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this was in my DM yesterday. Yeah. Basically, not wanting to... Didn't want me to reply. Just like, this is it.
Now, as a conspiracy theorist at heart...
MLB had the fix in.
Yes.
That's... what I'm getting at.
That's the theory right there. And as a conspiracy, as a conscribacy theory guy, I don't believe there's one here.
I think?
Don't believe there's one here.
I mean,
you don't think that really happened, huh?
I don't know how.
please explain to me how you would get Manny Machado, for of all people.
You wouldn't.
Manny, we're going to need you to not get any hits. I need you to... lose these games.
Got to all 26 players and managers
and
coaches.
Said you guys had to give it up.
Lay it down.
Here's where I want to talk to those people for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
I understand what you're going through.
I do too.
Because it doesn't make sense. The team, I have the stat right here. The team that led the major leagues in batting average in the regular season went 9-for-62 over the past two games. Going back to the fourth inning of Game 3, immediately after a six-run inning, they finished the NLDS with only 11 hits in their final 81 at-bats.
And you can make the argument that they weren't even supposed to get those six runs in that
inning. It wasn't for Manny's
incredible base-running play, that inning would have been over before Fernando ever came up.
Tony's in the laughing stage of mourning, which is fine.
It only hurts when you laugh.
No, I get it. But to those people, I understand. But it's what happened was... the Padres didn't get the job done.
It's true. They didn't.
That's it.
And the Dodgers did get the job done, and they get to go on. I mentioned this earlier, and we can cross our fingers, but the sports landscape is littered with teams that have had awful disappointments the year before.
For sure.
And then come
Buffalo
back.
Four straight years.
Well, Buffalo never did come back, though, so they're not really a great example.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking to somebody
that had a crushing loss
the year before, whether it be the NBA Finals or in the playoffs on a last-second shot or, you know, NFL teams that have lost miraculous playoff games and come back the next year. It does happen. I hope it does happen this time. You know, we'll get into, you know, who the Padres may keep and may not keep. But I think, you know, in general, you look at this, it's going to be another really good team. I know everybody keeps saying, well, the Dodgers are going to get way better. They're going to have Ohtani pitching next year. Well, I think the Padres are going to be better because they're going to have this team the whole year. I don't think they're going to only play a second half next year. So, you know,
I mean,
hopefully it's the start of a long run. That's what Mike Schilt said. I agree with him. And, you know,
I mean,
you use some of this agony to fuel your fire next time around.
At this point, are people still in the mindset of thinking, well, obviously the Dodgers are going to get... They said the same thing about the Dodgers this year.
Yeah.
And the Padres just did nothing but beat up on them until games 3, 4, and 5.
I think what also hurts, and it's not... at any fault of what the players are saying, is that we all believe this team was built to win it all. And Chris even said it on Friday. This is their closest chance they've had in a really long time to actually having a team built for a championship.
That's why it hurts so much.
And that's what, yeah, because teams like this are going to break up to some extent. There's going to be players that leave. So
it's going to be
changes. That's every year.
I know.
That's
and that's what year. Hurts most because you wanted this team to win, and it didn't.
Well, this team is going to have another chance. I'm thinking next year and perhaps the year after that. A lot of these guys are signed for a long time. Some of them aren't, and we'll get into all of that. But, you know, for right now, you know, all you can do is, you know, hang with them. I mean, the other guys beat you. It's a loss that you can't really come up with a lot to salvage. You just got to pretty much say, we got beat. We didn't get it done. Scrape, you said it. They didn't get it done. And they got to go back and deal with it and try to get it done next time. You know, there is going to be another season. You know, this isn't it.
I do believe that, unlike 22, this is actually something they can build off of. I mean, because unlike 22, where it was just kind of a scatter shot there at the end and they got hot, this was a full year of pretty much playing the same way. They started being more consistent, obviously, in the second half, but I kind of communicated, or, you know, I talked to Joe after his surgery just via text. And, you know, I think he said, one of the things he said that stood out to me was that we know how this works now. We know how to get to this point. And I think that means, and the fact that you have so many leaders. Now, listen, they got some things they got to address, and how they address them at this point, I have honestly no idea.
Yeah. I mean, there's time for all of that. Even though Scraby didn't want to give us time because he posted all of it the next morning.
He already got it cracking already, 2025.
Because you know why?
You can't even more.
In so much disbelief, I was like, let's run this back right now. Let's go. And then I realized that Tanner Scott was going to probably be leaving because he's a closer and he's going to get closer money.
And you know what the beautiful thing is? There's probably going to be a bunch of NL West teams in on him because he gets Ohtani out every time. He's in
division. The Dodgers are going to pay whatever they can to get Tanner Scott on the team so he doesn't have to face them.
I mean, listen, he's going to be a good, whether it's here or anywhere else, he's going to be a great addition. Profar, obviously, that's something they're going to have to figure out. I don't know that they have to figure out how Sun Kim. That may be a ship that's sailed.
I feel like it has.
You know, it does feel like that.
Yeah. We'll see. Boris, so that tells me everything.
He's now a Scotty B guy. So we'll see how that kind of works out.
Higgy, bring him back for anything it costs.
Is Higgy a free agent?
Yes.
Yeah. He made himself some money, too. Go ahead, Kyle. I'm happy for him.
No, he's going to be more expensive than you want him to be, I'll tell you.
He's going to be expensive, and good for him.
Tanner Scott, will he take like a hometown discount?
Nah, man.
Not to pitch the eighth inning again. He didn't want to do that again. He was a good soldier this time, but he's not going to do it again.
See, that's what really irks me is that, you know, the team was built.
They still got a core. They got a really good core.
Most of the guys that are free agents, honestly, are Peralta and Solano and Wade and people on the outsides.
Now, listen, that kind of depth is not easy to find.
No,
we clearly know that
from past rosters.
But those guys have rightfully made themselves some I would assume, a pay raise. Solano, even if it's in the same role somewhere else, they've proven that they are.
Probably get a little more money.
100%. I mean, David Peralta talked about it in his last presser. Like, he started the year recovering from surgery, just trying to prove that he could still play. And he got the opportunity here. Maybe that means something to him in the long run, that the opportunity came from here. But nonetheless, it was still, despite the heartache, was a fantastic season. And it was a bunch of fun.
It was. The one thing that carried with me through the weekend, though, was Jurickson's comment after the game Friday night, which basically was, I can't remember any of the good stuff right now.
No, you shouldn't at that point.
You know, it was really hard to think of anything good that happened in that very moment Friday night.
You know why? Because they believed.
Yes, they did.
That they were going to move on that game.
Should have swung the bat a little bit more then.
You know what's gravy? I'm a... do you
look at him hide behind that, all that equipment over there and that board.
Do you remember
he's out of arm's reach.
Do you remember when the younger Bush was president and that dude threw that shoe at him?
Yes, he ducked.
I just had a visual of you ducking out of the way of a water bottle.
There was a good meme of Dave Roberts ducking out of the way of Manny Machado's throw.
I think that's where it came from.
But I'm always good at making people laugh even when we're sad.
I don't know. You make me mad.
You have a propensity to make Chris mad.
I've been making uncomfortable jokes to Padre fans all weekend long, so I should probably stop now.
All right, let's get to break. We got more Padres baseball, including some PPP, up next.
Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 2:38 is the time. Yeah, we know. Padres are supposed to be playing right now. Instead, it's the Dodgers. If it makes anybody feel any better, they're getting whooped. 6-0 Mets.
It does make me feel better.
Good. Mets are batting in the top of the fifth. Francisco Lindor ended the Dodgers' 33-inning postseason scoreless streak.
I must have just missed it.
On the first at-bat of the game.
Because I watched a high fastball from Brazier.
Mm-hmm.
I think that made it like 2-1. And then I would like turn to do something else.
Gone.
Apparently.
End of
deep.
Streak. And it was an all-time record-tying performance by the Dodgers. You know, the one thing that I found ironic about that, the team that set the record was the 1966 Orioles, and they did it against the Dodgers. So I guess it all comes full circle sometimes. Tyrone Taylor hit a homer in the second inning today off of Landon Knack. And then Mark Vientos, after Lindor was intentionally walked, hit a grand slam. And that's where it is. 6-0. Sean Manaea, he's so far as the Mets try to even the series. Tonight it'll be game one of the American League Championship Series. Yankees hosting Cleveland. And I thought the most interesting thing that happened over the weekend there was Cleveland knocking out Detroit, Tony, on really what amounted to as a grand slam by Lane Thomas. And Lane,
great pickup.
Well, was he, though?
Was Here's he a national?
He was a national.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Guardians traded for him. Lane Thomas went to Cleveland and proceeded to go 5 for his first 54 with his new team. And you got to believe that most people in Cleveland are like, who is this guy? What were we thinking? Well, found out who he was in that playoff series. He had a 3-run homer to win game one and a grand slam in the clincher. So I guess you never quite know how it's all going to turn out.
It's funny, when they made the trade for Thomas.
Yeah.
They were asking Ramirez, like, after the game. So it was like the trade
Jose
Ramirez was asked about him. And you could tell he didn't know who Lane Thomas was.
Huh?
And so he kind of said something in Spanish to somebody next to him, and they kind of informed him who it was. And he's, oh,
that's
yeah,
funny.
Good player. And then so it was funny to see him come up in that spot,
yeah,
hit that grand slam. He's like, oh, yeah, you know who I am now, I bet.
I bet he does. I bet he does. And if you are one of these Scrabinators out there, I think a lot of us actually have this thought. But there's four teams left in the playoffs, the top three payrolls in baseball, and then the Guardians, who have the 29th best payroll in baseball, 21st. So, you know, there is somebody,
there's so
a
many,
little bit of fun to root for out there if you so choose.
There's so much connecting tissue in this playoffs to the Padres.
Really is, yeah.
I mean, Jose Ramirez was about this close a couple years back. Might have been 22.
Yeah,
that he was going to be a Padre. He had to either accept the deal, at least that's the rumor.
Yeah.
He had to accept the deal that was on the table, or he was getting traded. Now, mind you, we had Manny already. Where he was going to play, had no idea. But now we fast forward, he's leading the way for
what
that.
A player
for
he
that
is.
Yes, great player for that Guardian squad.
Obviously, Sean Manaea with the New
York
Mets.
There's a bunch of them everywhere.
Why am I blanking on? Oh, Josh Naylor, which, yeah, I thought I saw a really funny picture of
about
him
in the clubhouse. Somebody was like calling him fat, basically. Did you see that?
Oh, they didn't say. Yeah, I can imagine that those are out there. Yeah. But this one said, "This is what Pat Mahomes is going to look like in 20 years."
That's a good call.
You know what? I don't think Josh Naylor cares at all what people think about his body.
Josh Naylor's a maniac, I think. So
he is. He's a maniac.
It's all
he
good.
He hits his head on things.
All right, speaking of maniacs, time to turn things over to Mr. Scraby for today's version of the Padres Pen Pals.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now. 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We might do these a couple times throughout the offseason if we have stuff to talk about, but this might be the last 2024 season Padres Pen Pals. So we'll get right into it. We're going to go happy, sad, and then sad again. So I tried to find happy. Let's start with happy. I am really sad about the Padres winning, but I am also a glass half full. Hold on.
Okay.
I am really sad about the Padres winning, but I am also a glass half full type of person, so I can't help but look back on this season and be happy there are so many things to cheer about. Jackson Merrill, the knuckleballer Matt Waldron, Jurickson Profar, and a no-hitter were really awesome things to be able to cheer about. Maybe this will change the further we get away from it. Maybe I will think this season was a complete and utter failure down the road, but for right now, for now, I'm going to be happy with the good. Chris, am I lying to myself?
You are at the moment, but but eventually it'll all be good. It's going to take a long time, and I get it. But the '98 Padre team is looked upon with greatness, and they got swept right out by the Yankees in the World Series.
Good
the '84 team, I think Kurt Bavakwa still probably can't buy a beer around town, you know, with that home run. So, and that team ended up losing out in the end. But you know, for all the reasons we've already discussed, it's going to be a while before we can look back fondly on this year.
Tony, is this person lying to themselves about looking back at the good stuff instead of the bad?
Oh, no, they're definitely lying to themselves right now. There's no getting around that. They're definitely lying to themselves, but that's okay. You do what you have to do to cope with what you're going through. And if lying to yourself in this moment gets you through, you eventually will see the light and understand that you're going to have to go through some heartache at some point. I know you're trying to keep yourself positive. But on the flip side of that, there is still a lot to be excited about, happy about. I think this type of play is sustainable for this team next year. And I'm, you know, I think I'm born in this game. And so, like, I have an ability to kind of get past, even though this has probably taken me longer than most years.
Yeah.
I'm
not there yet. It's really hard to watch these games right now.
I'm
a sports fan, so I'm tuning in, but it's not easy.
Yeah, I'm not there in terms of like enjoying watching the game yet. Not there, but you do start to think about the differences in 22 going into 23 versus 24 going into 25. There's just seems to be more stability right now than there's been in some time. And so I'm excited about that. It's still hard to believe that it's not, I'm sitting here at this desk as opposed to at Petco Park right now. But that's what it is.
It is. It is. I told the guys that I had to mute MLB on Twitter because immediately after the Padres were eliminated, they sent out like 17 tweets about how happy Shohei was, and I just couldn't handle it anymore.
You know, I will say one thing about referring back to this 2024 season. You may never out there be able to watch a highlight package of this year's NLDS. And I mean never.
Never.
I have still not seen a single highlight from Super Bowl 19 where the 49ers beat the Dolphins before he were around.
I can pull one up for you.
Yeah, I know you could, but I wouldn't watch it. I have never. I'm still, the pain lingers enough that I don't even want to see highlights from that.
That was like 40 years ago.
Sorry.
Still sitting.
Don't want to see it.
Still sitting strong.
All right. Well, I have a feeling this next person is going to be very much so like this. It goes like that, or this, that, whatever. I'm heartbroken, I'm devastated, and I'm really angry the season is over. I'm not so much angry at the team for falling short, but I'm mad at the baseball gods for giving us the season we have and then taking it away just like that.
I like this.
I'm not going to complain about the Dodgers. I'm not even going to complain about Dave Roberts. Chris, or Tony's up first. I'm going to ask you whether or not, we've kind of already talked about this, so I may need to give my opinion, but Tony, would you categorize this as a quote-unquote choke job?
No. No. I know that is the low-hanging fruit for everybody, but it's not. It's just not a choke job. The Dodgers played better than the Padres in that, what was that? However many innings that was.
Yeah, for 24 innings.
24 innings.
I'll never forget that number.
The Padres didn't.
You know, you can't forget it because it's on the jersey of the Mets in honor of Willie Mays. Every time they come up, I see a 24. I don't want to see it anymore.
I think the Padres' inability to hit really was good pitching by the Dodgers. Now, yeah. I like I said, I've gone back. I watched the last 7 innings of that game. There aren't a lot of mistakes out there. There just aren't.
Chris, do you categorize this as a choke job?
I will never categorize it as such. More inclined to blame Juan Cabrillo, as I did earlier.
Go back to the beginning of the show if you want to hear why we're blaming Juan Cabrillo.
It's his fault.
I will not categorize this as a choke, because I think choke is the Falcons, sorry Adam, falling to the Patriots in the Super Bowl when they were up 28-3. But I will say, they had they had to win one game out of 2 games, and they weren't shut out in back-to-back games. You had to go back to May 20th to find that.
That was like a thing of 2023.
Yes. Like, and that's why we all year were like, okay, this team isn't that team. And then it ended up being that team. And it's hard to handle. Did the music just end randomly and suddenly?
You on the board, dog.
Strange. All right, here we go.
Max Muncy just homered. Dodgers are on the board.
Max Muncy sucks.
Yeah, no kidding.
Another thing, just go ahead. Let's finish Pin Pal. I'll get to this next segment.
I was talking to some friends over the weekend about the 2025 Padres, and I can't help but think this roster they had this year would have been so good down the stretch. I know Tanner Scott is probably departing for bigger things, but do you think, Chris, players would want to stay because they want to run it back?
Maybe some, but not Tanner Scott.
He's looking at, like, Josh Hader type money.
He's about to get paid, dog. Yeah.
Most guys are going to go where there's more money, right? I mean, Look, Higashioka had a breakout. But if somebody is willing to give him $20 million for 3 years,
he'll go there.
He's going to go there.
That's how you do it.
So, you know,
that's
wishful thinking, but no. I will say no.
Dude, Tony's giving me the deuces.
Yeah.
Tony, would players accept a team-friendly deal to
I think Chris is right. Some of them may. And the reality is none of them may be willing to take a discount. This is a very small window that you have to make this kind of money.
Yeah.
And it closes extremely fast. And so...
Yeah, go 0 for 10 and you'll be in the minors with Luis Camposano.
Right. So you don't, you know, you don't have the luxury, honestly, to take discounts unless you've already made a boatload of money. And it just so happens the guys that we're talking about aren't in that category. And so... Tanner Scott, I mean, we had him on. We listened to his story and how he got to this point. This dude was playing JUCO baseball and, like, ended up at a four-year college and just pitched his way. And his coach happened to tell him he was going to get drafted. And here he is. So I don't see him being like, yeah, you know what, that was fun. And it probably is. Both things can be true. It was fun and he loved his time, but he also wants to get paid.
He also wants to maybe not have to work when he retires.
Exactly.
I hate to say it, but you made the call.
What
he's
going to
be pitching against us next year with the Dodgers.
Don't say that.
It already makes too much sense.
At least they already have the blueprint out.
Ohtani will pay the guy himself so that he doesn't have to face him anymore.
He literally will be paying him all that money he's deferring.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip the Dave Roberts one. This person's very angry with Dave Roberts.
Well, let's hear. We might as well. We're in it for the long
run. I want to go with this one, though. We could do the Dave Roberts one later if we want. I am a little numb writing this 2 days after the Pods were eliminated. I know this is all just revisionist history, but I thought going into Game 4 and after Game 4, Dylan Cease was not the right guy to start that day. I know you could say it was lost at the plate, but being down at so many runs so early seems like it would be deflating. I am ride or die with Mike Schilt. But Tony, am I wrong to look back on Cease starting as what caused the Padres to lose the series?
Yes, you're wrong. Whoever.
It's not me.
Said person.
Don't
is.
Look at me when you say that.
What was the other option?
The other option was a bullpen day, Martin Perez. And if you go with either of those, then you have Cease in Game 5. And they felt more comfortable with Darvish in Game 5. Yeah. So this
and
was,
that turned to be the right choice.
That was the right choice. This may not have worked out, but it was the only choice. And when you talk about how they were way behind, when he left, it was 3-0. Game wasn't over, game number four.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Feels like it because the Padres couldn't score, but it was only 3-0 when Schilt got him out of there pretty quick. So, yeah, it didn't work, but I don't think so.
All right, here's the last one about Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts, where do I begin? I had so much respect for you until this series. After admitting to playing up the story about Manny's throw to the dugout and the Ken Rosenthal response to that, I've lost all respect for you. Using Manny's reputation for a distraction is downright wrong. Manny has shown us all of here in San Diego he's a guy that loves to play the game and is not a dirty player. Maybe he was, but not anymore. Anyway, between that and Freddie Freeman...
Maybe he was, but...
He was a dirty player when he played for you, Dave Roberts.
Oh.
That's when he used to step on people's cleats and
all
that.
That's true, Chris.
Maybe that's ridiculous.
But he's a Dodger. He was dirty.
Anyway, between that and Freddie Freeman, he was never going... there were some Bush League happenings You can say things, but when you're using a player's reputation, I think you cross the line. I know you guys don't have any response for that.
I do. We can just wait to the other side.
I have a response to it.
No.
Tell yourself to relax, because that sounds like something you wrote.
It was not me.
It does sound like me, though.
It's
Gravy Special right there.
It does sound like me, though, right. I gotta say.
6-1, Mets. Dodgers on the board. They're going to the top of the sixth. Gwynn and Chris going to hour number two. Next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.